Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Yo, 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 it's Sick Flow. Checking out Crosstalk Radio with Big Pudge and Steph Swig. They my homies.
Talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephant in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
Crosstalk Radio.
Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan, all the way to the Netherlands.
We coming through like it's season two. Hit you with the crosstalk, yeah, you know how we do. Changing the world one show at a time. We the salt of the earth, bringing light to your mind. Universal conversations. We appreciate the love we got back from every nation. Really, it's an honor that y'all listen to us. Cause Big Pudge and Steph Swig will give it to you. Transparency, spiritually, life lessons and politics, the ultimate greed. What I'm saying ain't no boundaries. When we at this table, bringing awareness to the things we see. So rest yourself and enjoy the show. You're guaranteed to be intrigued by this Crosstalk Radio.
Oh, oh. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands.
Crosstalk Radio, this is your man Steph Swig.
This is your man Big Pudge.
Thank you so much. Listen, so we got a great show, of course.
As always, as usual.
It's an interesting topic, you know how we do. We got spiritual topics, we got relationship topics, we got overall crazy, silly topics. Well, this topic here, Pudge brought to my attention, and we really want to dive into this one. I want to dive into it. Day he showed me this information that of the topic that he wanted to talk about. He showed me a post on Facebook, and it upset me and it bothered me, man, and kind of hurt me, man, and it also opened my eyes to where some women are, you know, when it comes to their self-worth or relationships or whatever, man. So, Pudge, without further ado, go ahead and read what you found on Facebook, man.
All right, so the meme says, "Don't lose a loyal man because he's occasionally unfaithful." Say that one more time. One of my homegirls I went to high school with posted and said, "What does this mean to you? Don't lose a loyal man because he's occasionally unfaithful."
I know, right?
So when I first saw that, I started tripping. Like, I was like, that's dumb. That's ultra stupid. Like, you know, they both go together.
Yeah.
And she wound up putting up a live video, and she was just like, you know, it's a private chat room where it's like, you know, grown people, you know, just real talk. She was just like, let's just be honest. She gave her example, her experience. She's been married 17 years. Mm-hmm. Her husband has been unfaithful, but he's never been disloyal to the family. And what she mean by that was, what she said was that he stepped out. Yes, he cheated, but he's not going to leave his family for this chick. He will lay down his life for his wife and his children. Like, there's no, she doesn't question his loyalty when it comes to making sure the house, her, the kids are taken care of or well off or whatever people's definitions of loyalty is. She said, you know, he was just unfaithful in that time. So no, she didn't divorce him because of his unfaithfulness, and it was because of his loyalty.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Now, was he cheating consistently? Or was it a one-time deal?
I don't know. I don't know if he was cheating consistently. I don't know. But, you know, let's let's take it, because this is broad. So let's that was her example. So let's take it as in, let me just say, we're talking about somebody who was cheating consistently. What was your response going to be?
That's not loyalty at all.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
And I don't know your friend, but I'm going to speak from my opinion just based on the post that you shared. Even if he cheated, say they've been married 17 years,
mm-hmm.
and he cheated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And her saying he's loyal to the family and her,
mm-hmm.
to me, it's a contradictory.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I understand it sounds like she's confusing loyalty with being able to provide for somebody. That's what it sounds like to me.
Uh-huh.
Like providing for your family, a food, shelter, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that doesn't sound like loyalty. That sounds like responsibility. It sounds like something I would expect a man to do.
Mm-hmm.
I expect him to be, you know, but if you're going to be married, then you should be faithful to your wife. I mean, I can't judge anybody for cheating.
Right.
If it happened one time, that's fine. But it doesn't, my point is, what she's describing as loyalty doesn't sound like loyalty to me. And that one is, so we can dive deeper in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's like, he's faithful to her and the kids, loyal to her and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're cheating on your spouse, right? That's not loyal. Like, it's not loyal. But my point is, like, he's providing food and shelter for her and the kid. But, you know, can you read? Because I want to comment on something you read. She specifically said, can you read that again, what she said to you when you asked about it? He said he cheated and she's keeping him because he's loyal to her and the kids.
Yeah, loyal. Like, she doesn't question anything. She doesn't question if he'll lay down his life for the kids. You know, one of her examples, she was like, you know, like he'll stand in front of a car and get hit to save her and the kids. You know, like he's loyal to his entire family. Like him
okay.
sleeping with a chick one time does not make him disloyal.
I can respect that.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
You know, but I'm just saying, if it's a consistent thing, then that's not loyalty.
Yeah.
Not loyalty at all.
I totally agree.
So, okay, I can, she can be off the hook if that's the one time
thing. Now, I don't know now, but like I say, now you have women out there where that's a one time thing, but you have women out there that's
So that's who I want to talk to in this conversation.
Yeah, that's not a one time. You know, and you probably have more of the situation where it's not a one time thing.
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
Right.
So yeah, I want to talk about that one for a minute.
Right.
Okay, so hands down, I can't judge anybody for anything. That's y'all. You know, whatever.
Right.
People are human, people make mistakes, people make stupid decisions, given the right ingredients, people make all kinds of crazy decisions. Regardless, you know, the circumstances, I mean, my point. That's the point I'm trying. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, that's not loyalty. My point is, like, if you are married to somebody and you're cheating on this person and they talking about they put up with it because you're loyal to the family, they don't know what loyalty is. But to be cheated on by your spouse, that's creating a horrible atmosphere, not to mention they're risking their life being with you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you got a spouse that cheat on you, you're risking your life. If you can't trust your spouse to keep from sleeping with other people, you are absolutely risking life. Why? Because of STDs.
Right.
And then not to mention, you don't know if the person he's sleeping with is married or not. Got somebody who can come gunning for that person. So it's a whole horrible situation.
Right.
We can talk about soul ties or not on this one, but it's still a horrible situation.
We got a show for that one.
But it's like, to me, that's not a good atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bringing anything, you know, the energy does shift when things ain't right in your marriage.
Right.
If you okay with your spouse consistently cheating on you because of loyalty, you don't really understand what loyalty is, or you don't understand your worth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you now, I'll be damned if I'm with a spouse that's going to cheat on me and I'm be okay with it. No, I am not that person. I don't care how long we've been married. You consistently cheating on me. Now, one time I might be able to overlook it, but you consistently cheating on me, you got to go. And I'm not even cool with it one time happening, really.
Right.
But I do understand the extent, to an extent. If you've been married 20 years, you got all this marriage, all this history, all this, these kids invested, all this time with this person invested, and they cheat one time. You don't want to throw all that away for, I guess, what a one, you know, one night stand.
Right.
But if this is going to be a consistent lifestyle, why be married?
Right.
You know, if you just putting up with that, you shouldn't have to put up with stuff, infidelity, if you marry. Just, you should know your worth and know you deserve better.
That's absolutely
you
true.
You laughing over here. You distracting the heck out of me.
I'm sorry, man, because I'm looking at some stuff online right now. Oh, my gosh, because... So what I did was I actually posed this question to a couple of people while I was working, while I was driving.
Okay.
You know, this is one of the conversations you could pose to anybody from any country or whatever. You know, it's a general conversation.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of different responses. And surprisingly...
Oh, man.
Exactly. Did he say, oh, man? Come on. Surprisingly, I got more responses of what my homegirl was saying versus what me and you were saying. And it was one brother where I asked him, and he came from the standpoint of, he was like, it seems like they don't, he seems like that question is redundant and stupid. He said, actually seems like the question is stupid, but he said, but when you actually think about it, it all depends on what people consider faithful and loyal.
Okay.
So I may feel like those are the same things, but somebody may feel like those are two different things. And he gave an example. So when he gave the example, I couldn't do nothing but reflect and think about me.
Okay.
So I was unfaithful in my marriage.
Okay.
But I would have never even thought about leaving who I had this one time experience with my entire family.
Yeah.
It was never a question of, was I leaving there? Was I contemplating doing, you know what I'm saying, doing that all the time or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So I understood, I started to understand where people's mindsets are as far as like loyalty and faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was my mindset all the way up until, and it still is because I lived it. Like, so what I'm saying is I have a better understanding of, because at first I thought my homegirl was off her rocker.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I really was like, nah, baby girl, yo nigga just ain't faithful. He's loyal to the family, but not you. I actually told her that. That's what I said to her. Yeah. I said he's loyal to the family, not you. Because, yeah, he may be willing to die for you, but if my man can't keep his jaw in his pants, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
then it's something that's going on with y'all two to where he's not loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you can't tell me he's loyal to you when he keeps stepping out on you.
Yeah,
now
that's
loyal
how
to
I feel.
Now loyal to the family. I don't know him. I can't question that.
Mm-hmm.
But you openly told everybody he's cheated on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now, and let me just perfectly honest. My feeling is, yeah, it was definitely more than once. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Don't know if that's facts or not.
Yeah.
You know, but majority of the time it is. So while you talking, Steph, the reason why you saw me smiling because I just looked up the word. Let me give you the definition of loyal. Giving or showing firm and constant support or allegiance to a person or institution.
Okay.
I can totally see why people say you're loyal to us and not and it don't have nothing to do with being unfaithful. That whole definition explains that. However, some of the synonyms.
Come on.
For loyal. The first word is faithful.
Come on. That's what I was trying to say.
So in my eyes, that just totally debunked. You separating loyalty from disloyal and unfaithful are the same thing as loyalty and faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Synonyms. Faithful. True. True-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Devoted. Constant. Steadfast. Fast. Launch. Dependable. Reliable. Trusted. Trustworthy. Unchanging, unwavering. These are all signs of loyalty.
Exactly.
So my thing is, if I wasn't cheating on you before we got married, and when we got married, if I'm unwavering, then I'm not going to cheat on you.
Exactly.
So I think the meme should have been a little different, because now it's going back to sounding stupid, because now, honestly, and again, it's like what the brother told me in my car. Yes, you can even look at a definition of what the word is, but somebody can still apply that same definition to their life in a totally different aspect because of their past relationships and what they done been through.
Exactly.
So I'm like, I hear you, but it's always me and Steph's job to give you truth.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you could tell me, my husband cheated on me 9 times out of the 30 years we done been together, you know, but he ain't cheated on me in the past 15, 20 years. My response will be, he used to be unfaithful. And exactly. He used to be disloyal to you.
There you go.
You know, now if you said 10 years he ain't done none of that, then he's loyal and he's faithful now. But there is no difference in the two.
Yeah,
you
know?
Thank you. So now you can give me a whole definition on how you feel like the whole thing is different. But the facts is, if you're going to call somebody loyal, faithfulness is all up in there. It's actually the very first word, synonym that they use to compare with loyalty.
Exactly. So, again.
Again.
Know your worth. Demand better. Stop settling. And while you still being done dirty, you missed out on somebody who you might be with who can treat you like the queen you are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you mess with these halfway folks who halfway faithful. If you're going to be married, then be all the way married.
Right. Now, I will say this. Now, to people who have been in long relationships where y'all been together for a long time and the person step out. Now, according to the word of God, that is the one thing that gives you the out in your marriage. However, we all know how it upsets God when he even hears about divorce.
Exactly.
So naturally, you are supposed to fight for your marriage. So me and Step ain't over here talking about, oh, your man cheated, divorce him.
No, we're not saying that
at all. At all. We're saying do what you have to do to get that right counsel and that right help for your relationship so it won't become it won't remain to be a disloyal and unfaithful relationship. So that's what we are saying.
That's what we're saying.
Right. Well, I want you to think that we over here trying to, you know, saying break up homes and whatnot.
Nah.
And, but at the same time, ladies, queens, women, you cannot keep allowing yourself to be cheated on repeatedly, because you do have men out there who know that they woman ain't leaving. They know that woman ain't going nowhere, no matter how much wrong they do. Mm-hmm. And the fact that man know that, that's why he's so free with cheating. That's why he's so free with doing what he want to do without feeling like any kind of consequences are going to hit him when he come home. You know?
Yeah.
And then you have men out there, man, who are nymphos. Like, they can't help it. Like, they love their woman at home. They love their wife. You know, they love their life, all that. But still got an issue with keeping their mans in their pants and whatnot, still step out. He needs some help. You know what I'm saying? He needs some help all day long.
He has to be willing to get that help, though. You know?
That's
and
true.
It's like, you can't help people who don't want to be helped, and you can't just keep on allowing yourself to be the victim.
Right.
If, you know, like Pud says, it's one thing if y'all both trying to work through it. Like, if you are the spouse who's been cheated on and you're working to heal with your spouse, and he's consistently cheating on you and still won't do anything to control that, then he's not.
Then you need to be considering leaving.
That's what I'm trying to say, Pud.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, like Steph said, you can't make somebody do something they don't want to do or something that they ain't ready to do. They gotta definitely want to do it on their own. And again, this is for men too. Let us not exclude men. Like, men don't get cheated on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like, brothers, this is for you too, because you do got some. I don't care how hard a man try to act. You got brothers out there that's, you know what I'm saying, their hearts is soft like marshmallows. They may be hard all around, but when they in love and that's their woman, that's their woman. And the woman might cheat and the woman might know this man ain't going nowhere. All I got to do is go home, sweet talk him, put it on him one more time, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be, and he back in my arms. So, brothers, same reason. If she ain't willing to stop, you need to think about riding out too, because she's not loyal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and for my ride or dies, like, you could still be an unloyal ride or die.
Explain that one, first.
No, actually, you cannot. Because ride or die means is I'm riding for you, I'm dying for you. That's total loyalty. That's just like the urban version of saying how loyal I am to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be a ride or die and be disloyal. Yeah. So what I meant to say was, if you're walking around calling yourself a ride
there
or die,
you
make sure you're
bring
loyal.
Bring it back around.
Yeah, bring it back around. Make sure you loyal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get out of my mouth.
So what else is there, Pud? What some of the comments? You said a lot of people were for it?
A lot of people, I'm going to just say it like this, man. A lot of people's responses were coming from people who have been cheated on. And the sad part is, I mean, I don't even think I even know somebody who has not been cheated on.
That's sad.
Yeah, it really That's is. Very sad. Now, don't get me wrong. There was a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, looking at her like she had really, you know what I'm saying, like lost her noggin, you know, it was because she was saying like, you know, like she wasn't saying it's okay, but she was just like, let's talk about it. Like, because she's like, let's be honest and real. How many of y'all have been cheated on? And when you was cheated on, the first thing you said to was is, I'm getting out rid of this whole marriage. Like we done. It's a wrap. It ain't happening no more. And you know, and we're talking about people who have always who have invested half your lives into this marriage.
Like I said, I understand wanting to stay and fight for your marriage because it's an investment. The longer you've been in it, I think the harder it's for you to leave when certain things happen. Like, that's damn, true. I got 30 years in here, and we're about to end it over an infidelity. Right. Over to somebody who didn't mean nothing, you know what I'm saying? Supposedly.
Right.
So I understand a lot. I mean, yeah, it's hurtful. It's painful. I get that. But I don't see people ending their marriage over one infidelity.
Yeah.
I haven't. I mean, I've seen people who've been married for a long time and they don't get divorced over infidelity. I have people that have been married for a long time and infidelity wasn't the reason their marriage ended. But it's like, you know, I was one of those people who said the same thing. Like, yo, one and done. Like, if she stepped out on me one time, I'm over. It's over. It's over. It's over. But as my marriage, as time went on, like, you know, from the first years, 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, 13, 18, 15 years in, whatever, that mindset changed a little bit because now you got kids. Now you got 15 years of your life invested in this person, 15 years of someone you learned to grow with and been intimate with and been real close with, became best friends with, and they have this one thing. Are you going to throw it all away? Yeah, some people might say they threw it away, but are you going to really, really allow this to happen? Are you not going to fight for your family and fight for, you know, that's kind of how I feel about it to an extent. But if you decide to go the other way because your spouse cheated, I think that's okay too.
What do you mean when you say you go the other way?
Leave. That's what I mean. Like, if
we
you
decide to just walk out the door and leave.
Like I'm saying, if you decide to end the marriage over them cheating, my opinion, they ended it when they cheated. Now, it's up to y'all to really want to work it out. They really want to work it out and stay and move past it.
Both parties got
to
be willing.
Yeah, and, you know, operating that forgiveness and healing, it's a process.
Yeah.
You know, but the best thing is not cheating in the first place. You know,
yeah,
but
that's the
you
best.
Know, either way.
And the sad part is you never know what somebody going to do or not going to do. I used to actually put down people who cheated when they got married before I was even married. Mm-hmm. And I used to always tell people, that's just so stupid. You're going to get married to go have sex with somebody else. Like, I can't say what I used to say back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Bro, my mouth was real. I used to tell people all the time, you got to live in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got you.
And God is okay with it. He's telling you to hit that as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, why would you go out and cheat?
Yeah.
Until I got married.
Until they stopped putting out?
Yeah, until I got married. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Them issues came in, and putting out was one of those major issues. You know what I'm saying? And it caused me to go step out. Nobody made me do it. I'll never blame her and say, oh, she made me because she was holding out, but I still was not strong enough to endure that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To, like, hold back
open up a can of worms. Keep going, though.
And I stepped out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it wasn't something that was I was happy about. You know what I'm saying? But even though I'm going back to the loyalty and unfavorable part. You know what I'm saying?
That's not ride or die right there, Pudge.
No.
that's not ride or die right there.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I would have died for her.
Yeah, I got you.
That's just real talk.
Yeah.
Now my oldest boy's mom, any day, any time. And sad part is you know who you'll ride for.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you will and you won't. And honestly, just my personal opinion, people, if you marry somebody and you know for a fact you ain't willing to ride for them, then something ain't right with that relationship. And I'm speaking from somebody who was in a marriage for a long time, and I felt like I'd ride, but the die part, I don't think I would.
Yeah, Pudge, you said something, I want to comment on and say a couple things.
What's that?
I know you said I'm only saying because you said, you know, she started holding out on you, and so that caused you, or at least put you in a position where you cheated, right?
Right.
Okay. So it's two sides that I want to address. When just for people out there, if it's not a medical reason, that the spouse is holding out, whether it be male or female, and y'all used to have sex and you're not having sex, there's issues there. You know,
clearly.
There's issues when if everything is looking good and, you know, everything is fine, it's not a medical reason why your spouse don't want to have sex with you. I'm not saying necessarily infidelity happened, but it's a disconnect somewhere that needs to be addressed. A lot of times, relationship is failing before the sex stops. That's an example of that. That's just a symptom of something, a deeper issue.
Right.
Now, to those who've been cheated on and who was putting out and putting it down very well, and your spouse still cheat on you, I read this in the book because I do a lot of reading. And what I learned is that when a spouse cheats on you, it has nothing to do with you. It's all them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says it doesn't have nothing to do with you. It says it's something in them. If you think about it, if you get it all the time and your spouse putting it on you really good and, you know, there's no excuse, but you still step out, that's all you.
Yep.
So I want people to not understand out there if you've been cheated on, because a lot of times if you get cheated on, you feel all insecure. What could I have done differently? What did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? That kind of stuff. It ain't you.
Right.
It ain't you, and it's not your fault.
Right.
So I want everybody to understand that. But also, if you keep on staying in a relationship and the dude's still cheating on you, or the girl's still cheating on you,
after a while, that's just going to be
You just put yourself in a victim. You got deeper issues as well.
Right.
And I'm not saying as an insult, we all have issues. But when you stay with someone who's constantly doing stuff to you that you don't appreciate, it tells me that either you don't love yourself or you don't know how to love yourself, or you really simply just don't know your worth.
You know what? I think it's all in one. All in one step. I don't even know why this conversation is going down here.
Because the Holy Spirit leads us. Go ahead.
My last ride yesterday, I picked a woman, young lady up, took her from downtown all the way to Lithonia, deep off of Lithonia. She's on the phone the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about how her boyfriend whoops her, like how this dude just straight. Her face is lumped up. I didn't even tell her face was lumped up because she had the makeup put on right.
Yeah.
But I don't be like looking at females that hard when they get in the car.
Okay.
So I didn't know she was lumped up till she said it. Then I start looking all through the mirror, like trying to see. But her conversation was what hurt the most, because you could tell she was a woman who was used to being abused.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell she's a woman who's used to being physically abused too,
mm-hmm.
and she's a light skinned woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was just, and it's amazing because the conversation on the phone with her homegirl was casual, like, girl, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking my eye all black as F, and you know what I'm saying, such and such.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to figure out, and she from up top too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she just like, you know, I don't understand why this MF always get like this, this that, and that, like, you know, his temper just such and such, and you could just tell that's just normal. And but as she's talking, she's saying, I've never in my life experienced anything like this.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, just like how people are always saying, you know, when that woman got that good, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with men. You know what I'm saying? Like my cousin said, when a man put that magic stick on you, it's hard for you to walk away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And ass whoopers and all, you still staying around.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So it's people need to, to me, you don't, even if you knew your worth, you lost it by allowing yourself to continuously be abused like that, whether it's verbally or physically, because of love or what your heart has you feeling at that point. Because love ain't supposed to physically hurt.
No.
You know, it's...
Look, if it physically hurts, you're doing it wrong.
He cracking up, y'all.
Anyway,
that's where his mind went, y'all. Those are thinking
about,
that.
I was talking about love, Punch.
No, he wasn't.
Where'd your mind go? Where'd your mind go, Justin? I was talking about love.
That's how I can't wait to get this camera in, so he can't tell no lies, man. and see, I'm not. You know, this is a grown up show, so let's just be honest.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times where it's a hurt, but it's a feel good hurt. You know what I'm saying? Them women like that. You know, I hear that. I heard it several times. So. You may not necessarily be doing it wrong, but your face ain't supposed to be beat up.
No, your face ain't supposed to be beat up.
That ain't got nothing to do with love. This ain't
not at all.
If you in any type of an Ike and Tina relationship, it's not love.
A friend of mine told me a long time ago, people treat you how you allow them to.
And if you allow them, and if you allow somebody to treat you like a dust mop or a rag doll, that's exactly. Women, anytime a man put his hands on you and you come back, it ain't nothing you can say to that man to let him know he ain't got you.
Exactly.
Line. Drops mic, walks off.
Should I drop the mic now? you cue me to drop the mic?
that was like a punchline where there's no rebuttal at, you know, none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this is the only mic. We can't drop this one. It's the only mic.
No, we can't drop this one.
But yeah, you're absolutely right, though. Absolutely right.
And that just goes by what you say. I mean, if you allow yourself to continuously be ran over, even if it's not physically, but verbally, or you could tell somebody's a pushover. I mean, you could tell you can push over this person and they're not going to push back.
That's in any situation, though. That's in any situation.
Yeah, they got to do with love. That's at the job.
That's job, everyday school, life. Everywhere.
Yup.
And I'll tell you, like, you know, women or bosses. Like, if you got a boss that's a pushover, he don't have no respect. You know, if you have a boss that lets you do anything, nobody respects them. They do what they want to do, and it stresses him out, but he ain't putting his foot down. Right. Same thing as a parent. You can tell the parents who parent their kids and put their foot down, and you can tell the kids who know better. I mean, who have parents that whoop their behind.
Right.
But, and the difference is, let's just say I know a person who I'm not related to, and I know that when his mom is around, he'll act a fool. Act a fool, whiny, fall on the floor, that kind of crap, disrespectful to her. I step in the room, that all changes.
Exactly.
When she drop him off, everything is cool. When she show back up, he go right back to them. So people behave by the way you allow them to treat you. That's hands true. Down. It's kids, bosses, coworkers, bullies, whatever.
Everybody.
Bullies only bully if you allow them to. You beat a bully behind, they ain't messing with you no more. They're not coming back no more.
And I know anybody that's anywhere between me and step age, your parents done told you that, you know, you got to stand up to a bully. Like, hey, even if you don't win, the fact that you fought them, they ain't going to try you again.
Exactly. And I also have to explain this to people who grew up in the hood. If you let a bully punk you today, one bully today, five bullies tomorrow. Hands down.
That is so true. So don't think, you know, it's going to be that one bully tomorrow. It's going to be him and the whole slock. And they're going to be passing the word. Oh, you need lunch money? Hey, go see John over there, man. By cafeteria.
Smack around a little bit. He'll give you money.
He probably ain't got. All you got to do is mean mug him and jump one time. Make him flinch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come off that lunch money. You know what I'm saying? So and you know, my kids, I didn't train my. I would be lying. I hate you saying stuff like that. Okay, so
what's happening with you? Right
I didn't
now?
Really mean because I was about to say I didn't train my kids to fight, but when you go to me and my kids' Instagram page. By the way, you know what I'm saying? The Browns Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Plug your page right there. Nothing but laughs and fun, you know what I'm saying? Check me and my kids out, you know. But my kids do a lot of fighting. You know, and my thing is, my pops taught me don't let nobody punk you, and then don't let nobody mess with your brother and your sisters and that, because I was the oldest. So I taught my kids the same way. And I also taught my kids to follow all the rules in school while you're in school. However, don't let nobody just put their hands on you and you just walk away.
Yeah.
That's not the cloth we come from.
Mm-mm.
You know, so my thing is, if my kids come and tell my dad I'm suspended for fighting, I'm like, who started the fight? You know, I got full crush. Who started the fight? Did you win?
Yeah, I know, right?
that's from a father, too.
Yep.
Who started the fight? Who started the fight?
And did you win? Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Those are two questions I got for you. And if you know what I'm saying, you didn't, now it all depends on the situation, but if I hear he put his hands on me and he put his hands on me first, I don't care what kind of punishment they give you. You ain't no punishment when you come home because you follow my rule. And my rule causes you to break the school's rule. But ain't nobody going to just be slapping you and punching you and you standing there not doing nothing.
I mean, he was feeling self-defense.
Yeah, because you went to school and they're going to suspend the both of y'all. No, you're going to defend yourself regardless of where you at. So,
exactly.
And I've, you know, saying, and I've had that happen before. So I'm like, you know, come on home, son. We about to go get something to eat. You want to? Let's ride.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm like, you know, my rules go, that one rule goes up against school rules, but it's like, if I didn't teach my kids that, me allow my kids to get smacked around, when they go back to school tomorrow, they got four or five other kids trying to smack them around.
Exactly. Let me tell you something. And I said to my kids, whatever they are when they're kids, they grow up to be. If your dirty kids is not correct, you grow up to be a dirty parent, dirty father, dirty grown-up. Adult, rather. You don't talk to kids, dirty grown-up, dirty adult.
So you're dirty grown-up.
All right, so if you smacked around in school, you never learn to stand for yourself, you're going to be a punk when you go to order. You're going to let people walk over you. You know, people take advantage of you.
Yeah.
And I tell my kids this all the time. As a man, your job is to provide and to what for your family? Protect and provide your family. If you can't even fight, you scared to get beat up or scared to be in a fight, or scared to
how in the world you gonna protect your family?
So yeah, I think that's a part of learning to be a man.
Sadly, but we got a lot of boys out here that turn into men that still ain't men.
Exactly, and I'm saying women should stand up for themselves too, like Tina Turner. I don't know how it happened in real life, but I will say, in the movie What's Love Got to Do with It, when she beat the brakes off of Ike.
Oh, that supposedly that didn't happen in real life?
No, I'm saying, I don't know. I mean, I think it did.
That was my favorite part of the movie.
My point is, I wasn't there in real life when it happened.
Right.
My point is, when that happened, Ike wasn't going to touch her no more.
He knew.
He was not going to touch her.
Especially at the way his hair looked after that scene.
I remember she beat the brakes off of Ike. He ain't mess with her no more.
And he knew from that point on, I got to fight for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really got to fight this woman, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the next time something pop off, and I'm used to just whooping her behind.
And moving on, yeah. Right. Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Right.
So, I don't know. How we get here?
You know what? I ain't gonna even lie, man. Brandy is the only voice I hear right now telling us we can't stay on track. We start off with one conversation and move to the next.
You know what? See.
Fuck Brandy.
Yeah, I'm about to say that. The point is, she can't even talk. Like, literally, she cannot talk. She can sit here, we put the mic on her face, say, hey, talk. She can't talk. So, be quiet.
And, Brandon, we actually did record it at the house. We just didn't want you here looking crazy and not talking.
Did you really have to say that, Pudge, really?
Yes, we did. Look, we don't know when she finally hears this episode.
She'll probably hear, like, 6 months down the road.
Exactly.
After she gets through calling us back, but she's supposed to call us back years ago. But either way.
Brandy's somebody, she's a crosstalk favorite, and she's favored for calling you back like days after you called her.
Yeah.
And then she'll call you back and be like, hey, I'm just returning a phone call from last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's a comment thing. Like, I don't need it. Whatever I need it now, if I was starving, I'd have been dead by now, you know? But either way, man. Hey, we play with our crosstalkers, but what are you talking about, man? That got me. Oh, you know what our excuse is when we say when we go off track, right?
What?
It's crosstalk.
It is.
The thing is with crosstalk.
It's crosstalk.
See, what happens is we bait you up with one topic, then we give you a whole bunch of other topics during the episode. So y'all getting more for your mind.
Yeah,
more for your mind.
It's all juicy. It's all good for you.
Y'all got some nuggets for your kids, how to raise your kids on this episode, how to learn your worth, how to stand up for yourself. You are welcome. You are very welcome.
You are very welcome.
We done had a drop the mic moment on the show.
Yes, first time ever drop the mic episode.
First time ever. So, there you have it. We crosstalk. This is how we do things.
Right.
We always gonna do things away. We start staying on top, and y'all think y'all listen to the wrong show. Like, dang, who are these guys? What happened?
They was on topic the whole time.
It happens sometimes.
It's a lot of topics we actually stay on topic.
It's just kind of like
we may segue, but we do come back. You know,
it's a running joke. There's some shows we had, we stayed on topics for. Some shows, when we get that zone, we know we're the shift and we're not the shift.
Right.
So now, sometimes, I love it, though.
Right.
I love it. Anyway, Pudge, you got anything, man?
Nah, man. Oh, matter of fact, the same brother that gave me that information, I actually gave him our crosstalk information.
That's what's up.
So shout out, bro. This your Uber driver, man. If you ever, you know, I can't remember your name, but I know you remember the conversation, though.
That's what's up. All right, Pudge. I ask you, got anything else? You say no, then you continue to talk.
Hey, that means I had something else.
And then you jump the gun. You can't do the shout outs yet.
Hey, man, I'm sorry, man.
You know, I'm the shout out guy.
Run, did you hear him? I'm the shout out guy.
You never do shout outs.
Look how you point. Y'all see how you point at the table
you
right now.
You take over the whole show. You rap the whole song.
There you go. He's mad about the little infomercials on most of them.
Love Work Studio. If you want this, you call Love Work Studio 678. All this. You got all that. I got the shout outs in the intro. Then you can't let me do the intro because when I do the intro, you try to make fun of me and try to take my intro sometimes. It's not your show.
He salty people.
You're trying to take over everything.
Oh my god! I smell kosher.
Anyway, are you ready? Are you done for real this time?
I could be done for this episode. I got more.
Thank you for all our crosstalkers, man, for tuning in every time, man. We really appreciate y'all. Seriously, tell your friends about us. We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on crosstalk.buzzsprout.com. But I'm working on getting us on iHeartRadio, by the way. Pudge just found that out in this conversation, by the way.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Working on that. That's on. I know they have podcasts on there, so I'm working on trying to get our podcast on there as well. So continue to tell our friends about your friends about us, your family about us, your mailmen about us, co-workers about us, all that good stuff. A lot of great content on these shows. So make sure you share with people so they don't miss this information from the show. Always, as always, hit us up at crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you think, your thoughts. We want to hear back from you. Give us a review. Let us know what you felt about the show. Let us know what you feel about the podcast.
Yes,
we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from your mothers, your friends, your fathers, your neighbors, your cousins, stepmoms, side chicks, whatever. Yeah. We want to hear from everybody.
Even side dudes. There's a lot of side dudes out here too.
Some side dudes don't know it.
Side dudes out here, that's sad.
Yeah, but
you supposed to know it, though. You supposed to know the game.
You should know. But either way.
He about to maybe go to another conversation.
If it's some topics you want us to hear, I mean, talk about, hit us up, man. Because we do a great job coming on our own. But at the same time, we want to make sure
we talk about what y'all want us to talk about.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. If it ain't too already oversaturated, we deliberately stay away from certain topics because everybody's always talking about. Right, we want you to get something from Crosstalk that you can't get nowhere else.
Right. Which is why we don't talk about the president. We don't talk about the president because the rest of the world got that on lock already.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
Right.
Now, if y'all want us to, we still ain't gonna talk about it. So, but anyway, if you need anything, if you need any prayer, you need any encouragement, you have any questions, or you just want to reach out to us, yo, we love to hear from you. Hit us up.
Right.
Again, crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Here's the shout-outs, y'all. Y'all ready for shout-outs?
Y'all ready for shout-outs?
All right, here we go to the shout-outs. Shout-outs to all our crosstalkers worldwide. Shout-out to my mom down in Great Georgia. Shout-out to Alicia. Shout-out to Brandy. Shout-out to November. Shout-out to Ramil. Shout-out to Brenda. Shout-out to Meridian, Mississippi. Shout-out to Conyers, Georgia. Graysonville, Maryland. Atlanta, Georgia. Morrow, Georgia. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Tennessee. Big special shout-out to Love Boy Studios for always looking for the dope quality, dope sound. Hit them up. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pudge.
Crosstalk
Radio. Peace.